Article Number 24, Part 2, Man's Sanctification and Good Works. Therefore, we do good works, but not to merit by them, for what can we merit? Nay, we are indebted to God for the good works we do, and not he to us, since it is he who worketh in us both to will and to work for his good pleasure. Let us therefore attend to what is written. When ye shall have done all the things that are commanded you, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done that which was our duty to do. In the meantime, we do not deny that God rewards good works, but it is through his grace that he crowns his gifts. Moreover, though we do good works, we do not found our salvation upon them, for we can do no work but what is polluted by our flesh, and also punishable, and although we could perform such works, still the remembrance of one sin is sufficient to make God reject them. Thus, then, we would always be in doubt, tossed to and fro without any certainty, and our poor consciences would be continually vexed if they relied not on the merits of the suffering and death of our Savior. We're talking about a difficult and messy business, sanctification. It is something, and why is it difficult? Why is it messy? Because of sin. The sin in Adam, if we are still in Adam, and the sin in our flesh for those who have been delivered. And so the question, again, as we're reminded, when this was first written, the big charge against those that preach the gospel of grace, those that declared that we are saved by grace alone, through faith alone, through Christ alone, the charge was, well, if that is true, then you're going to encourage people to live like the devil because they're not saved by doing anything good. And so, therefore, they will be antinomian, anti-law. They'll just basically say, we are under grace, and so, therefore, they will do whatever they feel like it because they're saved by grace. And the answer, Luther argued against this. Calvin argued against this, the Reformers. And here we find in the Belgic Confession again saying, no, it is impossible for those who have been saved, that have been regenerated by the Spirit of God, not to do that which is pleasing to God. We desire to do what God has commanded us from our hearts. And also, we actually do good works. There are some that teach that even as a Christian, you can never do a good work. And the answer is no. And the reason for that is why? Because Scripture, over and over again, our Lord Jesus, the apostles, over and over again declare and speak concerning the good works that are done by the believers in Christ. And so the statement is, therefore we do good works, but the purpose of those good works is not to merit by them. We are indebted to God for good works we do. In other words, we don't do the good works to find acceptance with God. We are accepted by God, and therefore we do good works. We are adopted by God. And so therefore, as his children, we do those things that please our Heavenly Father. Not to have access because we already have it. We don't need to earn it. We don't need to deserve it. But notice it goes on to say, it is he who works in us both to have that will or that desire to do and also to do what is pleasing to him. So it is God who works. It is by grace that we are saved, but it's also by grace that we do that which is pleasing. But also, because it is by God's grace, we humble ourselves, and as the scripture says there, we are unprofitable if it was based on us alone. We only do what is our duty. But the amazing thing is God declares in his word that he will reward those things, even though we know that they're tainted by sin and we fall short. We only do what is required. We don't super abound in our works. We don't go above and beyond the call of duty, if you will. We only do what God requires. And yet God still rewards us. And that wonderful statement that we desire to hear in heaven, well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of your Lord. That's what we are looking forward to. Notice in the little footnote number 3, we have a number of scriptures there quoted below concerning that it is by his grace that he crowns his gifts. And so there's actually many more scriptures that I could have added as well, but you can go and say those on your own. Moreover, it goes on to say, though we do good works, we do not found, or we could use the word base, we do not base our salvation on them. For we could do no work, but what is polluted by our flesh and is also punishable. We still have sin in our members, but yet it is through Jesus Christ, his merits, his sufferings, and his death. So notice there's again that balance, the work of Christ and our works through Christ. Amen.